Are we still really bad at covering female athletes? The Iceman's going to get into that this time on Iceman and Coach. Welcome back to Iceman and Coach, everybody. As always, this is the Iceman, Matt Freights. Normally, it would be me and the coach, but this is an old school monologue episode this week because some things have been happening in the world of sports that I want to get to. So I want to get into women's college basketball, and it's a topic that is probably the hottest in sports. I don't think that's crazy because I think that there are superstars at the college level, more specifically the college level, that are providing your casual sports fans, I believe, with an interest in the women's game. And some of those people have been in the news recently, but the women are breaking records, especially the teams with a lot of talent, with a lot of superstars. And with that comes extra exposure. And with extra exposure, as we know all too well on this show, comes a lot of haters and comes detractors, naysayers, and any type of facsimile for people that are here to bring negative energy. And there's a couple things that have happened that I want to get into. So the first one that I want to get into is how we are treating, and I'm talking about journalists, people in the media, and I guess that would include me and Coach by extension, are treating these female athletes. LSU basketball has been a polarizing program for the last year plus. Since last year's national championship game where they took it home against Iowa's Caitlin Clark and crew, they have been under the microscope. And more specifically, I think Angel Reese has been under the microscope. Angel Reese is a cocky player. She is a confident player, and she brings it on the court. She has a lot to say. She likes to trash talk, and that's just part of who she is. It's what her personality is, and it's what her personality is, quite frankly, as a basketball player. Not every player is created equal. You can go throughout the annals of time and look at all of the greatest athletes, and a lot of them are different, but they all have one thing in common, and that is a high sense of competitiveness. And no matter who you are, no matter what sport you play, that's something that you need in order to succeed at the highest levels of whatever sport you are playing. Angel Reese is that type of person. She has, in my opinion, that championship moxie. By extension, because she is a focal point of the team, and because LSU is coached by Kim Mulkey, who is also a polarizing person, also a highly competitive person, and somebody who demands the absolute best out of anybody that plays for her, LSU has sort of been lumped into this category of being a certain way. And I feel like there are journalists, I feel like there are people in the media who are very quick to place what I consider borderline sexist and possibly even racist overtones to the comments they make about this team. Last year, obviously, Angel Reese was in the news for the whole "you can't see me" and pointing to her ring finger as LSU was going to win the championship. And the reason she probably felt that way is because all of the hype that Caitlin Clark had received, all of the news that Caitlin Clark had received, probably was used as bulletin board material for LSU in their run to the NCAA championship. Happens all the time in sports. If you're somebody who has ways to motivate your team, there's no way that bulletin board material isn't going to be used. And if you recall, there was a backlash over that. And Coach and I talked about that, I thought, quite well at the time about how people were making a big deal over nothing, that these are highly competitive individuals who are out there showing all their emotion, putting everything that they have into this craft, and that's going to happen. There are a lot of people who showed up to women's college basketball right now. I'm definitely one of those people, even though I've been paying attention tangentially outside. I'm not somebody who is nuanced enough or knows the ins and outs of women's college basketball to be able to talk about it in depth, but I do know a wrong when I see it. And so throughout this season, I think that there has, again, been a target on Angel Reese's back in terms of the media coverage. There was that whole weirdness with her disappearing for a few games, Kim Mulkey not really willing to say anything publicly, a lot of whispers on social media and chatter everywhere. We never really did find out what was going on. And then, of course, there's the scuffle with South Carolina, and Kim Mulkey had comments to make about that as well. And I thought that that was overblown too. Again, these are athletes at the highest level of competition. These things are going to happen. Emotions are going to boil over. And it's just part of the game. And even though we want to see all these players be stoic, the way that Coach and I talked about with Caitlin Clark, I don't believe that that's realistic. And so now this game comes up, Iowa and LSU. But before then, LSU plays UCLA in the Sweet 16. And there was an article that was written, I believe it was in the LA Times. A lot of things were said in it. I believe it was meant to sort of preview the game and give you an idea of some storytelling going into the game. And from what I understand, the writer of this article, I don't know who it is off the top of my head, used the term dirty debutantes to basically explain the way that LSU was in terms of personality of this team. And also in this article, they called UCLA, I believe, by comparison, milk and cookies. And I have to tell you, that was very triggering, hearing that kind of description. And why? If there's anybody who's watching or listening who is a parent, I think you know that there is a certain line that people are just not allowed to cross when it comes to your children. And we have gotten to a place in this country where I feel like a lot of people who are parents and are parents of women or are parents of daughters are willing to throw all of that out and say just about whatever they want about a female athlete or a female coach that they don't like. And so I thought that that was incredibly disrespectful. I felt like it was borderline sexist because you're basically saying that women, competitive women, are not allowed to be brash. They're not allowed to talk trash. And I think that that's absurd. It's ridiculous because a lot of people, I'm talking mostly to men, when they look at their male athletes, all these people that they look up to, they're competitors. When they're fiery, when they yell at their coach. Now, a lot of people were concerned about Travis Kelce, obviously, but even I at the time said, look, these things happen. The Super Bowl is the height of competition, and there are a lot of stakes. And I feel like you give them a pass for being heated in a moment because we've all been heated in a moment. But I feel like to describe young women as dirty debutantes, to me, it just feels dirty. It doesn't feel professional. It feels like something that you would say behind closed doors that you wouldn't want other people to hear. And so fast forward to the aftermath of LSU's loss to Iowa, which was, quite frankly, an excellent basketball game. It broke records. And I'm talking about breaking viewership records, not just for women's sports, but compared to the NBA Finals and all of these other sporting events. And it was a remarkable thing to see. LSU loses, and nationally, everybody wanted LSU to lose because Caitlin Clark has sort of been anointed as this savior of women's college basketball. And Coach and I talked about that last week also, that it's a little bit unfair to pin that on Caitlin Clark. She is a generational athlete. She is excellent at what she does. And quite frankly, I feel like we should just let her be great. Just look at what you're seeing, take it in, and know that you may not see something like that again. Angel Reese at the post-game press conference had some things to say about what the last year of her life was like. And she said basically that it was really tough, that over the course of that time, she had received a lot of hatred. She had received death threats. She had received sexist threats. She had been sexualized. And I think that it very much got to her mental health. And the commentary coming after that is what also disturbs me, because there are a lot of people, and it's not just men, but it's mostly men, who are looking at her and saying, well, you can't be cocky, you can't be brash, you can't be all of that, and then complain when you lose and people give you basically shit. And what I'm here to tell you, folks, is that if you think that an athlete that you don't like, or an athlete that you don't like the way that they carry themselves, or you don't like it because you think they should carry them your way, if you think that those people deserve death threats, if you think that they deserve the kind of vitriol and hate that they get on the internet, then quite frankly, you're a terrible human being. If you're somebody who's watching or listening to this and you have a daughter, how dare you? How dare you think that people should talk to young women like that? And this is the problem, is this is not an Angel Reese problem. It's not a Caitlin Clark problem. It is a problem in sports that predominantly men are only allowed to say these things. And quite frankly, male athletes, white male athletes, are really the only ones who are allowed to be fiery. They're the only ones that are allowed to show any type of competitiveness. And we all say, look at that. That's a winner. I know a winner when I see it. But when it comes to non-white athletes, when it comes to women, especially women of color, honestly, the commentary sucks because people think that it's okay to say whatever you want. And there are people who I know who put things out in a public realm that sound a lot like Donald Trump. Name calling, just terrible things that these people wouldn't want to hear about their own daughter. And we've come to a place now where journalists even, and I'm somebody who respects journalism. I think that journalism and the search for truth is a noble cause. I think that especially doing stuff like this podcast, I think it's important that when Coach and I come out with something, if we're not sure of the facts, then we shouldn't say it, or we should make sure that we say we don't know all of the facts because we are not journalists. We have an opinion, we have a platform, and we use it just like I am now, but we are not journalists. And to me, for people who are professionals who do this for a living, to think it's okay to name call a group of women in a public article, it's insane to me. And for people on social media to come to Angel Reese's page or Caitlin Clark's page or whoever and say the things that they say to these people, to think that that is okay when so many of you don't give that kind of shit to male athletes, I think it's ridiculous. And so many of you are fathers of daughters who are going to grow up into this world. And the second somebody treats your daughter like that, I guarantee you, you are going to lose your mind and you're going to want to take out whoever it is that said that to your daughter. But the sad reality is that we don't extend that courtesy, the courtesy of humanity to our female athletes. And these are not professionals, folks. I get that they're getting paid. And a lot of people like to say, well, you're getting paid, you get treated like a professional, and that's fine. But so many of you watching or listening to this probably don't put the same effort into your own lives or your own jobs that these women do. You probably don't go and have to deal with all the things that they have to deal with. When you go to your job, you may have an encounter with a customer or whoever that may leave a sour taste in your mouth. People are not going to your Instagram feed. They're not going to your Twitter page to say really nasty things about you. They're not writing articles calling you a loser. And I just feel like we've gotten to this place in this country where we think it's okay to dehumanize whoever because they're not on our team or we don't like them. And I think that that's sad. Caitlin Clark is a joy to watch. I think she understands what has been placed at her feet in terms of being a role model. Angel Reese is not asking to be a role model. Anybody in LSU, not asking to be a role model. And it's your problem if you're asking them to be role models for your children or even for yourself. They're out there to play basketball and they're out there to look out for their own ass. Because in our life, that's the only person who's going to look out for us. Not our coaches, not our spouses, not our best friends, us. So when you go out into this world, remember that these women are out here looking out for themselves because that is the world that we live in now. And the things that they have to endure, think about it this way. The things that they have to endure is nothing compared to what women athletes or female athletes had to endure back in the day. Imagine being a female athlete who was not allowed to compete in the 50s or the 60s. And then imagine being Kim Mulkey, who was a point guard in the 80s. Can you imagine the things that she heard? A lot of women were told that they had to dress a certain way, act a certain way as athletes, that you had to be proper, you had to be all these different things. And we know now that that was stupid. We know now that athletes can be whoever they want. Their personality should shine through because that is who they are and that is what makes them the player that they are. Caitlin Clark is not as good as she is if she is not of that personality. Same with anybody else. What makes us tick is all different. But seemingly, we have gotten to a place where what makes a lot of people tick is just general negativity, general sexism, and quite frankly, I think it sucks. And I really hope going forward that we put away a lot of this vitriol and get back to just enjoying sports. These women are putting on a great show, and we should just enjoy it because Caitlin Clark will not be here next year. Angel Reese will not be here next year, and the WNBA does not get the kind of coverage that college basketball does. Right now, women's college basketball is probably the most white-hot sporting event going right now, And Caitlin Clark is probably the most recognizable and popular basketball player, period, in the entire world. And we're squandering that by doing things like name-calling, doing things like sending death threats, and focusing on the shit that just doesn't matter. And so I hope that you put aside a lot of this negativity and just find some positivity in your heart, because damn it, everybody deserves to be treated like a human. The second thing that I want to cover is sort of related, and it's Kim Mulkey. Now, I want to say at the front here that I am not a Kim Mulkey apologist. I never have been. I don't particularly find myself fond of her and the way that she conducts her business as a human being. I do recognize that she is highly talented as a coach. I do recognize that what she does and how she does it is a winning formula. The proof is in the pudding. She has won national championships wherever she's gone, as a player and as a coach. She knows what she's doing. I'm not a huge fan of the way that she treated a lot of people who took COVID seriously. I'm not a fan of sort of the way that she conducts herself in certain avenues. But last week, she spoke to an article that was impending from the Washington Post, which is my local newspaper. This is a newspaper that took down a sitting president, Richard Nixon, and is not unwilling to do things that are uncomfortable to uncover the truth. And so when she started speaking to that and talking about how it was a hit piece and all these different things, I became very interested at what was going to be in this article. And earlier this week or this weekend sometime, the article dropped and I read it in full. I made sure to read it in full. And I have to tell you that I was a little bit disappointed in it. Again, Kim Mulkey is not my favorite person. I think she is crazy in some ways. But what I've come to kind of learn after actually reading this article is that she's not unlike anybody in her position. These people that are wildly competitive, these people that are singularly focused, that's Kim Mulkey. Kim Mulkey is singularly focused on winning basketball games. And the reason she is that is because of her upbringing, because of the way that people have betrayed her in her life. And this article did, I thought, a great job of kind of giving us some background and context to who Kim Mulkey is. Now, the one thing that I will say about this article is I think that it intended to make anybody who's reading it feel a certain way because of alleged incidences or alleged, I don't even know what to call it, but essentially making us feel that Kim Mulkey treated gay and lesbian players different than she treated everybody else. And obviously they spoke to former players, and these former players in some form or fashion seemed to be slightly disgruntled. They didn't talk to everybody. They didn't talk to a lot of people because a lot of people just did not want to participate. They mentioned Kim Mulkey and Brittany Griner and all that stuff. But I think that the article was a little misguided because Kim Mulkey, again, whoever she is now, whatever opinions that she shares, even if you think they're Trumpian in their approach, she's a human being as well. And this story exposed a lot of how she is estranged from her parents. As somebody who is estranged or was estranged from my mom for years, anybody who knew me knew that I would talk about it. That doesn't mean that everybody feels that way. And it doesn't mean that everybody should feel comfortable enough to make public all of these things that happen within your family. Aaron Rodgers famously has had that issue. And a lot of people think that because he's estranged, that he has to be a terrible person. Well, don't make the assumption that everybody's mom and dad are great people, because I definitely know people who have terrible mothers and fathers or had terrible mothers and fathers and had to get out of that in order to be the people that they are today. I guess I was disappointed because, again, I feel like this article was not after seeking the truth about something. When Kim Mulkey essentially came out and tried to get out in front of this article, I honestly thought that she was going to be accused of doing something. There was going to be some smoking gun. All it really was highlighting who she was and sort of making these veiled accusations that she treated those players differently. And I felt like the article did not get after the truth. I think the article had an agenda. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist in any way. Again, I think that most journalists are doing their best to provide the truth, because that, I think, at the core of journalism is what so many of them are going after. But this article really didn't get to that. I ended up reading this article and sort of feeling slightly sympathetic for her in certain ways because, man, she had a number done on her mentally as she was growing up, as a basketball player, by the coaches that she was coached by. And she learned all of her behavior from those people. Not to mention the fact that at her age, I think she's in her 60s, she just comes from a different generation. And yes, people like Bob Knight, who I eulogized and said he's complicated. And when I say he's complicated, that means that there are things that he has done, actions that he has taken that I don't agree with. I'll never agree with choking a player. I'll never agree with being physical with a player in that kind of way. Racial slurs, gay slurs, anything. You throw anything like that in there that's dehumanizing, I'm not here for it. But hard coaching is a completely different thing. And the article tried to talk about Kim Mulkey not wanting to hear about boyfriend-girlfriend problems, and they focused on girlfriend problems. But my guess would be that she felt the same way about girlfriend problems as she did about boyfriend problems. Because again, like I mentioned when talking about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, Kim Mulkey is singularly focused on winning basketball games. That is her entire life. It is her entire existence, and nothing is going to get in the way of that. Not to mention, she comes from an era for which people being public about those types of things is not what we did. My in-laws are like that. A lot of times they don't want to hear about that stuff, and that's fine, right? Because we were a lot more private way back in the day. Kim Mulkey is from that generation. Keep it private. It doesn't come into our basketball meetings. It doesn't come onto our basketball court. And while those things do make up who a person is and they do affect their performance, there are a lot of avenues outside of the head coach that could take care of that. And so reading this article, I think the intended feelings that people were supposed to feel, to me, weren't met. And again, as somebody who empathizes with a lot of people and certainly can sympathize with a lot of the plights that people have been through that I know that I haven't been through, I didn't read that article and feel like, wow, just a terrible person needs to be fired. And the timing was weird during the NCAA tournament. They're defending national champions. I mean, this article could have been written whenever. Kim Mulkey has been this person her entire life. And a lot of the stories that they told happened at Baylor. So maybe it's just because of the fact that she's not been at Baylor, but I think it was trying to say that Kim Mulkey leaves a wake, a path of destruction everywhere that she goes. And what head coach doesn't do that? How many people watching or listening to this have left a job in some form or fashion, and you know that that job is worse off because you left? Did you care? Does it matter? Because you got where you needed to go. Because like I said, you got to look out for yourself. Kim Mulkey leaving Baylor and saying that Baylor is in the trash, basically, that's offensive to the current coach. And that program was a number 4 seed this year, or 5 seed, I can't remember, in the NCAA tournament. To me, that's not leaving them in the lurch. That's just the turnover from one coach to another. And the turnover from a Hall of Fame coach to somebody who's not a Hall of Fame coach is just going to be more difficult than the other way around. And I feel like the article really missed the mark. And it disappoints me because, again, this is the second time now that journalism has let us down when it comes to coverage of women specifically. Because again, you don't see a lot of articles about men like this. At least I don't. You don't see a lot of male coaches being taken to task. Gino Auriemma got taken to task for calling South Carolina thugs, and I agreed. I thought that was a poor choice of words. Dawn Staley, I think, is running an excellent program. And Gino Auriemma, who is an elder statesman in this game, got frustrated because other programs are coming to pass him and he doesn't like the way that they recruit, play, whatever it is, because that's not the way he does it. And he got caught in a moment that was definitely poorly chosen. But I think Kim Mulkey is just insane because she is so competitive and just so into winning. And all I want at the end of the day here is I want us journalists, regular people, people on social media, people watching this, I want us to all think harder before we say things or type things and hit publish or hit send, because I think we have come to this place where we're allowing ourselves to dehumanize a lot more people more and more often, and we should not be doing that. We should be propping these people up. We should be making sure that these people know how great that they are. Even if you're not a Caitlin Clark fan, calling her a hag, not here for it. And I feel like keep those words to yourself, plain and simple. Journalists need to be better, though, on the other side of that, too. It's the pursuit of truth, people. It's not the pursuit of your opinion, and it's not the pursuit of trying to make people feel a certain way by giving you stories that have nothing to do with a specific incident, but just are trying to stoke the embers and create a fire where there isn't a fire right now. And that's all that I'm asking for. But before we get out of here, I do want to do something for you and give you a stat of the week. Iceman stat of the week, something that we did last week, and I wanted to bring it this time because why not, right? It's an Iceman exclusive episode, so let's get into it. I talked about how Iowa basketball and LSU basketball playing broke a ton of records, so here we go. 2.3 million people on average viewed LSU-Iowa, which is insane. I believe the peak at one point was 16 million, which are incredible numbers. And those numbers are greater than any women's college basketball game ever, the 2023 NBA Finals, the 2023 World Series, 2023 Orange Bowl, 2023 Big Ten Championship, Cotton Bowl, Pac-12 Championship, Big 12 Championship, ACC Championship, Peach Bowl, all Thursday night football games, and every single 2023 college football regular season game that was not Ohio State versus Michigan. I'm sorry, but that's amazing, and I think it should be applauded. And those women are giving or elevating the sport to a level it's never been elevated to. Hopefully there won't be a dip now that they're going to be leaving. But hey, it's been a wonderful ride, and we still got two more games to go to see if Caitlin Clark can do her thing and possibly knock off an undefeated South Carolina squad on the way to a national championship. How do you feel about the way that journalists and the way that people are treating these female athletes, and how do you feel about the article, if you've read it, about Kim Mulkey? I'd love to know. If you want to call or text the show, the number is on the bottom here on YouTube, but it is 703-718-6314. You can find us all over social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, wherever it is you find us, wherever it is that you listen to us. Coach and I definitely appreciate it. I know that I do. And hopefully we'll be back next week with an episode of me and Coach, and we can get back into all the fun that we normally have. I hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I'll talk to you next time. This is Iceman and Coach. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on INC Sports are those of Matt Freights, Brad Powell, and their guests, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. INC Sports is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and Brad Powell and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.